Good morning. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. My name is Tiffany. May I please get your zip code, please?
15237.
All right, and thank you. And your first and last name, please?
John Henshaw.
Okay, give me just a moment to get a count pulled up. Okay, and verify your shipping address for me, please.
9161 Plateau Drive, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15237.
All right, and thank you. And I do see you have our OMAX 3 Ultra Pure, which is a 6-month subscription. How may I help you?
I received a mistaken shipment, and I called about it towards the end of October, and the person told me I was going to be getting a $300 credit because of the confusion, I guess, as a goodwill gesture, and that didn't happen, so I'm just wondering why.
Okay, the only refund that I see issued on this account is for a refund that was issued for $150. That's the only refund that I see that was issued on this account.
Yeah.
And that was the 27th of October. Let me place you on hold for just a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, did you ever receive the refund that you had for $150? Did you ever receive that refund for the $150?
I have to check with my credit card company because I went through a verbal confirmation through their, I guess, prompt system, and I asked for a refund of $300, and they said, you know, there was no refund for that amount. So it's quite possible I did, but be that as it may, I was just wondering if the person, because I specifically asked her, because I, you know, I was surprised that they were going to give me a $300 credit, and evidently it didn't happen.
No, they only issued a refund for $150. That's the only thing that was issued on the 27th of October. I don't see any other refund was issued for, you know, extra $150. I just see the $150 that was refunded the 27th of October, and it was for the shipment that went out October the 21st.
Okay, is there any documentation in my account from whenever I spoke with that person back on maybe the 27th or so about the credit?
Okay, now I do see where you did speak with an agent. That was the 27th about a refund, but they do haven't noted that a refund was issued, but it only has a refund for $150 that was issued.
Okay, so she just misled me in a way. Okay, well, I'm not going to complain because I did get the product, and you know, but I thought they were going to do a goodwill gesture because of the mix-up, and
I mean, because they can't refund. I mean, if you're not charged two different payments of $150, then they can't refund $300 because it only shows that you was only, you know, charged for $150 once. So that's what they refunded, what you was charged. It doesn't show that you was charged, you know, an extra $150 besides when a shipment went out. Let me see when that shipment.
Okay,
let me check that. Okay, I see what you're stating. So you was charged for a shipment that went out the first shipment went out October the 8th for the $150. So I
actually,
do see
actually,
that.
Actually, it didn't. They both came on the same day. They were invoiced. You know, one was invoiced. The order date was October 9th, on the shipping label that I have, or not the shipping label, the packing slip, and then the other one, the order date was 10/22, but they both were in my mailbox on the same day, so they obviously shipped the same day.
Correct. Okay, let me place you on a brief hold. I'm going to speak with my supervisor, okay? Give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, so we went back over the account and reading with the agent that you spoke with, they did say that one of the supervisors advised him to go ahead and refund both of those payments. So they didn't refund but one. So with them noted on this account, I'm going to go ahead and refund the other one for you as well, which would be for the one on your end is October the 9th, but on my end is October the 8th. I'm going to refund that one back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I just need to...
They said because of the mix-up and everything, because I had called asking about the order and everything, and it had turned out that they didn't notify me that my credit card was expired, and that's why I didn't get the shipment. Then I got two shipments, and then...
Oh, okay. I see. I know what happened, because if your card, like, say, if it's like on your incident, your card was expired, so you called in, they updated the new card information. When they updated the new card information, the one that got declined for the order that tried to go through, it automatically sent both of those to you. That's what happened. That's why you was charged twice, because it automatically went back and tried to recharge what it did. It went back and charged the one that got declined. That's why it happened like that.
Okay. All right, and your name was again?
My name is Tiffany, and I'm refunding the other 150 from October the 8th, and just give it 3 to 5 business days, and it will go back into your account. Now, I do see that they have your net shipment coming out in June. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's what I projected into, but I'll see how it goes in June if I need to adjust that, which they said I could probably.
Okay, no problem. All right, and also we are doing a one-time shipment on our vitamin D for $9.99. Would you be interested in that this morning?
No, I'm good. Thank you. And thank you for checking into that for me, because I thought, because I asked, you know, specifically, and she said it was going to be a $300 credit. So, all right, well, I guess you're saying it's 3 to 5 business days?
For that other refund, yes, sir.
Okay, because my closing date is on the 7th. Today's the 4th. So I might get lucky.
Yes, sir, I hope so. Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. Thank you very much.
Okay, and you're more than welcome. And thank you for being an OMAT's health customer. And that's a small business. We do still appreciate your business. And as always, looking forward to assisting you on your journey of becoming a healthier you. You have a wonderful and safe day.
You too, the same.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.